Hill, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news traffic station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, June 18th, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown fair sky, 67 degrees.
Lanes blocked due to a crash on Legacy. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, an industry of mediocrity.
An advocacy group is slamming the programs across this country that train teachers, saying the data shows they are severely lacking. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Andrew?
Amanda, the head of this group, the National Council on Teacher Quality, says the results of its study were dismal. Looking at over 1,100 colleges, the group found new teachers generally don't know how to master a classroom or even how to teach reading. On YouTube, the group has posted videos from established teachers like Dwight Davis suggesting Wall Street wouldn't take some of these grads.
They want the best possible person to run their company. And when we think about our future and our children, we want the best people we can possibly find, right, to teach our children.
Some universities obviously disagree with the findings. This is the same group that gave the state of Utah a D in January for its teacher preparation policies. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
A new high school will open this fall in the Canyon School District, but that doesn't mean enrollment will be dropping at other nearby schools. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Becky?
Grant, around 1,800 students are expected to attend the brand-new Corner Canyon High School in Draper, but nearby Hillcrest High won't see a drop in student numbers. Instead, they're expected to see an enrollment surge of nearly 800 students. One reason is because the Canyon School District is going through a grade reconfiguration. Freshmen will now be in high schools instead of middle schools. Add to that a lot of junior and senior students opting to stay at their old school as the school boundaries change. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Later this morning, the man accused of shooting his father-in-law in the back of the head in an Ogden church is expected to make an appearance in court. James Evans' wife says her husband turned his head just before Charles Ricky Jennings pulled the trigger.
She thinks it's an extreme blessing because he missed the back of the neck, which means there is any permanent brain damage.
Family friend Kelsey Haney says Jennings then turned the gun toward Mrs. Evans, but was interrupted as other parishioners came to their aid.
KSL's top national story this hour. The head of the NSA will make a rare public appearance before Congress this morning. Brian Martin has details live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, General Keith Alexander will testify before the House Intelligence Committee. Of course, priority number one will be the secret phone and internet surveillance programs that have been shoved into the public eye by a guy named Edward Snowden. General Alexander will tell Congress about the terrorist plots that have been busted by using the top secret program, but Snowden claims it's just not true. He says the feds haven't been able to do much with all that surveillance. We'll find out when General Alexander testifies around 8 o'clock our time this morning. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
A majority of Americans say Edward Snowden should have to answer for what he's done. 54% in a new USA Today and Pew Research poll think the man responsible for leaking top secret documents about U.S. surveillance of phone and internet records should be criminally prosecuted. But Americans are split almost evenly on whether they approve or disapprove of the programs as part of the fight against terror.
Politics on KSL News Radio. The U.S. is stepping up aid to Syrian rebels following criticism the president waited too long to act.
This argument that somehow if we had gone in earlier or heavier in some fashion, that the tragedy and chaos taking place in Syria wouldn't be taking place, I think is wrong.
The president defended the decision to help arm the rebels in his first interview on the topic. Since the announcement, he spoke with Charlie Rose on PBS.
U.S. troops are a step closer to complete withdrawal from Afghanistan. As of today, Afghan forces are in charge of the security of their own country. Afghan President Hamid Karzai calls it a great day for his people.
The Afghan people will see their own children, their own young ones, providing protection to their lives and to their country.
There are still American forces and coalition troops on the ground, but they will no longer plan, lead, or execute combat missions.
Other national stories KSL is following. The Pentagon may allow women to train as Army Rangers and Navy SEALs by 2016. The two military branches are moving beyond talking about placing women into combat and is actively looking at how, when, and where service women will be assigned to more dangerous duties. Officials say the armed forces can request exceptions to admitting women into specific combat categories.
Vice President Joe Biden is announcing progress today on President Barack Obama's initiatives to reduce gun violence. But he says the most important step would be getting a reluctant Congress to pass new laws. Biden's remarks are meant to keep up pressure on lawmakers after the Senate voted down a bill in April to expand background checks.
Still to come on Utah's Morning News.
The man's disease that's killing more women than men. I'm Logan Daniels.
And coming up in just a minute, we'll update you on that crash on the Legacy Highway. It was in the Pages Lane area. I think we do have some lanes open, but still a big backup there. We'll update it in a moment.
It is 6:05.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma. That's karma with a C. Because when you partner with the good people at Big O Tires to take care of your car, the good comes back to you. So stop in today for our red, white, and blue tag sale and save up to $100 on select tires or services. The good just keeps coming. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. No carryouts. Installation, shop, and disposal fees may apply. For limited time only, see store for details.
Now is the time.
At Tim Daly Infinity, now is the time to get out of that boring Econo box and into the highest rated sports sedan in its class. Not just any sports sedan, but the incredible 2013 Infiniti G37X all-wheel drive sedan.
Including G's with navigation, sports package.
And of course, all Infinitis come standard with leather heated seats,
Bluetooth,
full stereo,
backup cameras, and more.
World-class reliability.
Plus, unmatched acceleration and handling according to leading consumer magazines.
The Infiniti G37 has 328 horsepower, coupled to a 7-speed automatic transmission for impressive fuel economy.
That's not the big story.
Right now, you can lease a new G37 sedan for $289 per month.
Yes, only $289.
With only 10% down or $399.
With nothing out of pocket. Yes, nothing out of pocket.
You heard right. Only $289 per month for a world-class performance sedan.
Don't wait.
Selection goes fast.
10% down and only $4,295 plus tax and license. Leases 24 months, 10K miles per year. No security deposit required. Not everyone will qualify. We have several in stock at this payment. See us on the web at TimDalyInfinity.com or 4594 South State Murray. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Trusted voice of healthcare.
The browsers.
You may need like a separate license.
You need a separate
longer
license.
Longer lines at the DMV.
To be in a car that drives itself?
Longer
doesn't lines. Make any sense.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 6:15, Morris the Cat for Mayor.
And the news is sponsored by the Utah Hospital Association, serving as the collective voice for Utah's community hospitals and health systems. KSL News Time is 6:07.
Big tobacco could be taking home lower profits. The CDC reports a survey covering 2012 shows smoking fell to 18% after stalling out at 20 or 21% for the previous 7 years.
New research finds women are 37% more likely to develop COPD than men. KSL News Radio's Logan Daniels has more.
The American Lung Association found even though chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is usually thought of as a smoking man's disease, it has been killing more women than men every year since 2000. Regional Director Sarah Davis says women often go undiagnosed and don't respond to treatment as well as men.
Best thing to do if you haven't stopped smoking already to do so. And many people are under the misperception that it's too late to quit. And really, that's a misperception, and it will always help improve your health.
Davis says women under the age of 65 with a history of smoking should get tested. Logan Daniels, KSL News Radio.
Women exposed to high levels of air pollution while pregnant have an increased risk of having a child with autism. Associate Professor of Environmental Health Mark Weisskopf says air pollutants were measured.
Several metals, some that had been suspected prior to this, did show a signal suggesting an increased risk that that mother would have a child with autism if she were in a census tract area that had higher levels of those pollutants.
The new study from the Harvard School of Public Health builds on other smaller studies.
Hundreds of people have been forced out of their homes by a wildfire in Mariposa County, California.
Very difficult terrain. The fuels are very dry.
A fire spokesman says firefighters are coming in from all over California. The fire is burning in a remote area above Mid Pines.
The second tropical depression of the Atlantic season has formed off the coast of Belize. Forecasters say the storm is expected to bring as much as 5 inches of rain to parts of Belize, Guatemala, northern Honduras, and southern Mexico. KSL News Time, 6:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Emergency traffic on the Legacy Parkway. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, you're better off just avoiding it this morning. I mean, traffic on I-15 is moving so well that there's no sense in waiting in the backup on Legacy, even if it's closer to your house. Crash itself is between Centerville and Bountiful, and they're letting traffic by on the left shoulder. It looks like they're trying to clean up some debris. So just go to I-15. You'll be fine heading south all the way from Ogden into Salt Lake City. Ricky?
Andy, for those traveling northbound on I-15, you've got a nice, smooth commute in front of you with good speeds from Provo up to the point of the mountain. And if you're continuing into the Salt Lake Valley on northbound I-15, lighter traffic there. You'll see it start to pick up just a bit there at 106 South in spots up to the South Interchange, but overall a very nice drive. And I-215's east-west and south belt routes, I-80, all looking good. Come see Sony's new 4K TVs at RC Willie, 2300 South, 300 West in Salt Lake on Saturday from noon to 6. The first 25 people will get two free movie tickets. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Dan Wayman here. KSL Weather Center going to be a cooker today, even hotter than it was yesterday, thanks to those south winds. Very hot, dry, and breezy. Upper 90s, but not nearly as hot tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 67 downtown.
Well, coming up on KSL News Radio, we'll continue to wait for the Supreme Court decisions. They could be Thursday or they could be Monday. Mm-hmm. Breaking news when it does happen, and we'll share that with you. And we'll also, you know, Doug Wright will be talking about, on the movie show coming up on Friday, the movie... the new Brad Pitt movie.
Oh, is that the zombie one this Friday?
Yeah.
Are you interested in this movie at all?
You know, I'm not right now, but maybe. I think after I get in on a little more of the hype,
maybe
I'll be all worked up.
I mean, I can't help it. I want to see Brad Pitt do just about anything.
Well, anyway, good stuff coming up on KSL News Radio throughout the week. Stay tuned.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
So we talked with Dr. Richard Besser almost a half hour ago about the fact that we don't get enough sleep. So, you know, we need to maximize the hours of sleep that we do get. And so that's where the Sleep Number people come in handy. Because Sleep Number with their, they have the dual air technology so that you can raise or lower the number on your side of the mattress to make your mattress firmer or softer. And that's a revolutionary thing that has helped so many people. Well, now they've introduced dual temp, and it is something that is exclusive to Sleep Number, which means that if you sleep too hot or too cold, this is the innovation you've been waiting for, dual temp. It's a temperature balancing layer with active air technology. So they've done it again, making sleep even better for us. And just like the Sleep Number bed, it is dual-sided, so you can each select the ideal temperature and sleep exactly the way you like. But you're only going to find this at a Sleep Number store. There are 400 Sleep Number stores across the country. Over 8 million people have discovered Sleep Number. Maybe it's time for you to discover it, too. You can find your Sleep Number store at the University Parkway, right next to Chili's in Orem, also at the Fashion Place Mall, the Dillard's Wing, and at the Layton Hills Mall, upper level near JCPenney. Go on in, take a test rest. Tell them Grant Nielsen sent you in.
We're at it again, making headlines across the country, this time in the Wall Street Journal. They point out something that so many of us already knew, the fact that once again, Utah has the lowest healthcare costs in the nation. Why Utah? The article points to our young and healthy population, but also give credit to the 40,000 people who work hard to drive down patient costs while ensuring they receive the highest quality healthcare. 40,000 dedicated people, the members of the Utah Hospital Association, 10 statewide health systems, more than 50 community hospital and affiliated home health agencies and clinics that reach every corner of our state. It's an organization that has touched the life of virtually every Utahn, either directly or through a family member, all working together with the goal of improving care coordination and keeping patients safe. That's the Utah Hospital Association, the trusted voice of healthcare.
Wasting your energy and still not feeling your normal or best? Educate, motivate, invigorate.
Now, how would you like it if your employer put your paycheck on a debit card at a bank of their choice and said, "Have a nice day"? That's actually happening, and it was Mickey D's that did it. We'll talk about it on the next Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
A new report calls out the college programs in this country that train teachers. Researchers say the results were dismal. I'm KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Man is dead after cliff diving at Flaming Gorge. Police say 24-year-old Michael Pond told his friends he wanted to jump off a 175-foot cliff. They tried to discourage the man, but to no avail. Divers later found his body.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Well, we still have that lane blocked on southbound Legacy between Centerville and Bountiful. Traffic having to get by to the shoulder. It's causing a bit of a backup, so you're probably better off just taking I-15 where there's no slowdowns through Centerville-Bountiful. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and extra hot today with the south winds blowing. Our high temperatures into the upper 90s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Downtown, 67 degrees.
Our sports fans cooling off on social media. A new survey shows a slight dip in fans who say they follow leagues, teams, and players online. The previous year, it had almost doubled. But Alexander's marketing VP, Pete Cadella, says they didn't ask enough people to get an accurate reading.
Maybe the sample size is a little small, but I'd say the leveling off seems to be contrary to the surveys and information that I've seen on usage of social media overall.
Cadella says it's becoming second nature for fans to connect with teams and players over social media.
A write-in campaign for Morris the Cat continues to pick up steam. He's running for mayor in a town in Mexico.
The pre-party candidate leads the opinion polls as fur flies in the race for mayor's job in the eastern Mexican city of Jalapa, yet he only has 33,000 Facebook likes, while with feline cunning, Morris, the black and white cat, who's also running, is climbing. His Twitter and Facebook account exceeds 115,000 likes. Youth is on Morris's side. He's 10 months old. James Blears, ABC News, Mexico City.
Coming up on KSL News Radio in just a few minutes, we continue to follow the wrangling over the immigration law, the Gang of Eight and Marco Rubio. And at 6:45, we will go in depth with ABC News political analyst Trey Hardin.
KSL's top national story, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has ordered the military to move ahead with a plan to allow women to hold combat positions. Women could start training as Army Rangers by mid-2015 and as Navy SEALs a year later.
Now for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
President Obama tells PBS's Charlie Rose the U.S. has to remain involved in Syria.
It is very easy to slip-slide your way into deeper and deeper commitments.
He says it's a complex situation and the U.S. has to be careful. The feds now say just 18% of American adults now smoke. That's down from about 20% in the last decade.
It is an exciting drop given the role that smoking plays, not just in lung cancer, but in heart disease, in stroke, in so many medical problems.
ABC's Dr. Richard Besser, Southeast Texas, a 15-year-old swimming with friends in waist-deep water, felt something. A shark bit his leg.
He fought off this shark. It bit his leg, and he literally tore this shark off of him. And that's how he got the lacerations to his hand.
Cops say he was airlifted to the hospital and should be okay. Sports, the Boston Bruins beat the Chicago Blackhawks 2-0 to take a 2-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. And Laura Gambrell graduated recently from Indiana University. She wanted to keep the celebration a little bit low-key, so her mom went to a local bakery, got her a cake with a picture of her face on it, asked the baker to put a graduation cap on top of her head.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of a nice little touch.
Yeah.
Well, they think the baker might have heard something different because the cake came back with a frosting drawing of a cat on her head.
Oh.
A cat.
Put a top of her head.
Cat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Family called it the cat cake, took a ton of pictures. Google it when you get to work.
Oh.
Laura says, I can only imagine them doing it and thinking I was going to vet school or something. But it's a picture of her with a nice little drawing of a cat sitting right on top of her head.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yeah, that's pretty much what that is.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Thank you, Brian. Well, boy, President Obama has had a complete flip-flop in his approval rating. But I think for the first time, his disapproval numbers are higher than his approval numbers. More on that coming up in just a minute on KSL.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
And we've got emergency traffic this morning on KSL at 619. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back to you, Andy.
Well, they've got a full lane open now, so they've got the debris that was in the left lane cleaned out, but they still only have one of the two lanes open, southbound Legacy Parkway between Bountiful and Centerville. So it's just after the Parish Lane exit on Legacy. So you're better off if you're already on Legacy, just getting off and going over to I-15. It's about a block distance between the freeways, and then you'll just save yourself that little bit of time that you're going to wait in the backup. Right now it looks like it's about a block or so, but they should be having it cleared up soon. So if you're just getting on in Farmington, that may not be necessary. I-15 looks good, though. Ogden to Salt Lake, Ricky.
Andy, for those traveling northbound I-15, you're just going to see a little bit of traffic there in Draper and Sandy, Midvale and Murray. But overall, a smooth ride from Provo into 6 South downtown. And the freeways to the east, I-215, I-80, and the downtown surface streets. Just one problem to report. The city streets there, an accident at 600 South and 200 West. Chairs, tables, linens, and tents are just the beginning of what Diamond Rental can do for your next event. Diamond's Rental Professionals will help make your party a huge success. DiamondRental.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for a look at our 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Hey guys, it's going to be a super hot day today, even hotter than yesterday because the south winds will start to blow, a front approaching from the northwest. We go upper 90s today. Red flag warnings in effect from the Weather Service. Very hot, very dry, breezy. Fire concerns today. Tomorrow, not nearly as hot thanks to a front. Cooler temperatures, our highs only in the middle 80s. And get this, on Thursday, we may not get out of the 70s. So a treat for Thursday afternoon. Mostly sunny skies and not hot at all. A little warmer on Friday, back into the middle 80s and sunshine. Middle 80s for the high on Saturday. Pleasant day. Starting to get hotter by Sunday, back to near 90. Same thing Monday. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 67 downtown.
President Obama is pushing back against critics, saying he is not doing enough about the crisis in Syria.
ABC's John Carl has the story from Ireland, where the G8 meetings are wrapping up.
Behind all the smiles at the annual summit of the world's major economic powers, big disagreement between Russia and the United States about what to do over the crisis in Syria. In the interview with Charlie Rose for PBS, President Obama lashed out at critics who say his offer of small arms to the Syrian rebels is too little, too late.
If you haven't been in the Situation Room, pouring through intelligence and meeting directly with our military folks, unless you've been involved in those conversations, then it's kind of hard for you to understand the complexity of the situation and how we have to not rush into one more war in the Middle East.
The president also weighed in on Iran and their recent election of a relatively moderate president.
I think it says that the Iranian people want to move in a different direction. Clearly, you have a hunger within Iran to engage with the international community in a more positive way.
Wow. And it makes so many people nervous for so many different reasons.
Oh, yeah.
We'll continue to learn more as he shares with us more.
Seems to be getting right in the middle of a mess over there.
And I know that the talks that he has with President Putin, trying to pressure President Putin to stop backing President Assad. So more on that coming up on KSL.
And we will check your money coming up next on KSL News Radio.
The news at this hour is sponsored by Western Governors University. Excuse me, online, accelerated, accredited. Western Governors University, manageable, affordable schedules, WGU.edu/Utah.
KSL News Time, 6:23.
Why not celebrate summer in bold fashion in beautiful Bryce Canyon City? There's no better place for vibrant scenery, pleasant temperatures, and a scenic road trip as you enjoy Bryce Canyon National Park, a wonderful 7,600-foot high elevation respite that provides mild summer temperatures and cool evenings. There's certainly plenty to do, including hiking, breathtaking photography, ranger programs, and world-class stargazing, not to mention the hundreds of miles of wide-open ATV trails that interconnect Bryce Canyon City at the edge of the Ponsagunt Plateau, great for outdoor enthusiasts and wildlife viewing. Bryce Canyon National Park is open year-round, offering convenient shuttle service with daily runs that connect hospitality like Ruby's Inn and Ruby's Campground sites. Bryce Canyon National Park is perfect for families with astronomy programs and stargazing activities. Ask about the Junior Ranger program for kids. Then, don't forget in July, their fourth annual Geology Festival, July 26th and 27th. Celebrate summer in bold Bryce Canyon City fashion. For information, visit Bryce Canyon City. UT.gov.
This morning is expected to show the Consumer Price Index inched up 0.2% in May.
Sales of European cars are at an all-time low. Germany's auto sales had the biggest decline of 9.9%. Experts say the auto industry is a victim of deepening recession and rising unemployment.
Well, the U.S. airlines long way from the honor roll, but the flying public giving them slightly higher grades for performance. Airlines improved by 3% despite rising fees.
Futures are in the green. Dow futures up 22, S&P's up 2.2, and the NASDAQ up 6.
More and more Utahns think Attorney General John Swallow should resign. That story coming up next on Utah's Morning News.
Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are The Browsers.
It's a change from Facebook that I actually like. This one is called Pipe.
How cool is that?
Facebook Pipe.
So Facebook friend says, hey, send me that document.
High-res photos.
Videos. You can grab a file off of your desktop, drag it right over your friend icon, and they will get sent the file up to 1 gigabyte in size, which is huge.
The best of everything online and in life with The Browsers. 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio 102.7. On FM and 1160 AM.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
By UCCU, they have auto loan rates as low as 2.19. Visit uccu.com.
Okay, so News Time 6:29. Traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Let's go back to the KSL Traffic Center. Getting better out there on Legacy, Andy.
Yeah, it looks like the accident's completely cleaned up and all lanes are open. And as quickly as they cleaned it up, the delays disappeared. So now you can take Legacy or I-15. You'll be in good shape either way heading from south from Ogden to Salt Lake. Ricky?
Andy, for those who are on the east side freeways of I-215 or I-80 or over to the west on the 21st South Freeway, Bangor Highway, or the West Belt, we're looking good and no problems on northbound I-15. Clearfield City, the city that has it made, including products manufactured by Lifetime Products, practical to playful products for shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, gardening, or kayaking. Lifetime and Clearfield City have it made for you. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL Weather Center. Mostly sunny skies. The south wind's blowing today, and when that happens, it really starts to warm things up. Very hot, very dry, very breezy. So some fire concerns today. Some red flag warnings in effect from the Weather Service. Upper 90s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
It is 63 degrees.
Good speeds on I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top local story, politics on KSL News Radio. The latest poll shows a large majority of Utahns think the state attorney general should resign or be impeached.
But will the poll numbers sway lawmakers meeting to decide about impeachment? KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more live in the KSL 24-hour News Center. Becky?
Amanda, the BYU poll out this week shows 78% of Utahns want Attorney General John Swallow to resign, and nearly as many want legislators to start the impeachment process against the AG. Kirk Jowers with the Hinckley Institute of Politics says when House lawmakers meet tomorrow to talk about impeachment, this poll will likely be on their minds.
It inevitably will put more pressure on the House to begin impeachment proceedings, but I'm not sure that it should.
Jower says it's tough for an elected official to go against such an overwhelming public sentiment. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. Fewer Americans think President Obama is doing a good job. His approval numbers are now the lowest they've been in more than 18 months. Brian Martin has details live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, you have to think all these recent scandals are keeping Mr. Obama up at night while he's dealing with the NSA surveillance program, the Benghazi attacks, and the IRS targeting conservative groups. His approval rating is falling. A CNN poll shows it's down 8 points to 45% of Americans who think he's doing a good job. 54% disapprove. A bigger surprise, younger voters are beginning to distance themselves from the president. Younger people use the internet more and are likely turned off now knowing the feds are watching their every move. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Unless someone changes their vote, the Salt Lake City Council has the votes it needs to keep Mayor Ralph Becker from vetoing a tax increase. The mayor has threatened to veto a proposed 12.1% property tax hike. It is up for a vote today.
The decision is final, and crews will be tearing up a road in Tooele County in less than a week, whether the locals like it or not. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams has more.
We're talking about an 11-mile stretch of the Pony Express Trail that's been paved near the town of Faust. Tooele County says crews will be turning the road back to gravel starting on June 24th because it doesn't have the money to fill all the potholes. Those potholes have taken their toll on cars traveling through the area.
My oil pan got ripped out.
Break an axle or something. It's really bad.
Locals, though, are having a hard time with this. They've been trying to get the county to delay its decision. Among their concerns, that fewer people will take the road now to come buy pumpkins around Halloween and trees around Christmas. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
A bill to allow BYU to purchase land surrounding the Y on the mountain above Provo passed the House for a second time. The bill, sponsored by Jason Chaffetz, passed last year as well, but never came up for a vote in the Senate. The bill would allow BYU to own and maintain the entire trail leading up to the Y.
Other national stories we're following this morning. Washington, House legislation to ban almost all abortions after a fetus reaches the age of 20 weeks could pass as early as today. The measure has no chance of becoming law in the near future, but could lay the groundwork for a future challenge to the 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision.
The House Judiciary Committee is expected today to vote on its first immigration bill this year. It would give state and local officials new powers to act against people in the United States illegally, but it is not the same as the bipartisan bill heading through the Senate.
The former intelligence contractor accused of leaking information on top-secret federal surveillance programs is telling a British newspaper the U.S. spied on its allies in 2009 during the G20 summit in Pittsburgh.
No good can come of his revelations. The question is, why
does Snowden think it's okay to tell them the details of that espionage?
Former White House cybersecurity advisor Richard Clark says Edward Snowden risks revealing himself every time he chats on the web.
More than 190,000 guns went missing last year.
That's a number that's very skewed because it's not even mandatory to report in many states.
Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms spokesman Charles Mulham says Texas is the top state for total firearms reported lost and stolen in 2012.
Davis County drug officers have to go across state lines to uproot the source of a marijuana ring. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley has more on the tag team takedown.
Humboldt County, California Sheriff's Lieutenant Wayne Hansen calls his area a mecca for pot growers.
Davis Metro Narcotic Strike Force. I wonder if we could assist them in locating some gentlemen that have been indicted out of Salt Lake City.
That indictment says 10 men, including some from Layton, West Valley, and Wanship, conspired to grow marijuana in the Golden State for resale elsewhere. Davis County Metro Narcotics officers went to California earlier in the month to bust two growers.
Small in comparison to the size of grows we see, but very sophisticated and commercial.
Not all of the 10 have been arrested, but court hearings begin for those that have this week. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
And Utah's morning news continues.
A recently constructed interchange is causing drivers in Utah County some headaches. I'm Paul Nelson.
Well, that situation on the Legacy is all better now. Traffic running smoothly on the freeways. We'll check it coming up on the Nights.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma. That's karma with a C. Because when you partner with the good people at Big O Tires to take care of your car, the good comes back to you. So stop in today for our red, white, and blue tag sale and save up to $100 on select tires or services. The good just keeps coming. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. No carryouts. Installation, shop, and disposal fees may apply. For limited time only, see store for details.
Are you kidding me? Are you delusional?
And comes to be heard.
I appreciate being able to talk a little bit about this.
KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 6:45, a sign of discord within the Senate's Gang of Eight. We'll get some insight live from ABC News analyst Trey Harden.
The news is sponsored by Shane Company. Get the best prices on the world's most beautiful sapphires handpicked in Bangkok only at Shane Company. KSL News Time 6:38.
As of this morning, Afghanistan forces are taking over the lead for the security of their country. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen noted the milestone at a ceremony in Kabul.
This is a day for Afghans to be proud. And I'm proud to stand with you.
NATO forces will stay on in Afghanistan, but will take on more of an advisory role.
Medical helicopters were called in to rescue a group of drunk hikers on the Mount Tippinogus Trail. The Utah County Sheriff's Office says at least three of the women were drinking before they started hiking. Some of them started going in and out of consciousness after they had hiked in about a half a mile.
Two recent semi-rollovers and other crashes have some drivers wondering if a recently changed off-ramp is safe. Some drivers say in the interchange change at I-15 and State Road 6 is hard to navigate. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
On Saturday, a semi failed to make the turn and spilled nearly 60,000 pounds of apples. Another driver didn't stop in time and hit a slowing motorcyclist. And some drivers tell KSL that these drivers might be taking the turn too quickly, but if you ask some truck drivers, they say the turn is just too tight. They'd like to see the interchange turn back to how it used to look.
UDOT officials say there are plenty of signs to warn people about the reduced speed on the roads.
KSL News Time, 6:39. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back to you, Andy.
Well, Amanda, we've got a regular drive going on northbound I-15. I'm looking at near the south interchange. Traffic's a little bit busy coming up from 90th South, crossing 215 and heading into Murray. But I don't see anything really to worry about further south in Sandy, over Point of the Mountain, or throughout Utah County so far. Ricky?
Andy, we've had some spots where traffic's been a little busy coming in from Davis County southbound on I-15. Most of that is going to be scattered from Clearfield to Lagoon, and then again between Parish Lane and Centerville coming down towards 2300 North, the Warm Springs Road area. But overall, southbounders in Davis County at good speeds and no problems. Even Legacy Parkway, where we had the earlier accident, southbound and west Bountiful at Pages Lane, that's clear. Legacy Parkway looking good once again. Test trains are running on the new Draper Tracks line. Use caution at crossings. Don't walk, bike, or play near the tracks. UTA wants you to be safe. To learn more, visit rideuta.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL Weather Center. We go from hot to extra hot thanks to the south winds. Mostly sunny skies, dry and breezy. Our temperatures into the upper 90s, but cooler tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 63 degrees in Salt Lake City.
So caffeine isn't just in Diet Coke and coffee anymore. It's sneaking into all kinds of foods like Cracker Jacks and syrup and even gum. So the FDA's put a temporary ban on food companies from adding caffeine until they can do some more tests. We'll go in depth on kickstarting your food on Thursday morning on Utah's Morning News.
That's right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Save big with Utah Community Credit Union's summer loan sale with auto rates as low as 2.19% fixed APR. Lock in your auto rate now and use it anytime within the next 90 days. It's easy to lock in your 2.19% auto rate, but you must hurry. Visit uccu.com or call 801-223-8188 and say, "Lock my rate." That's 801-223-8188. UCCU. Inspiring smart decisions. Member NCUA. Need a mortgage? Utah Community Credit Union offers the lowest mortgage rates and fees you'll find anywhere. We're talking basement floor low. In fact, we guarantee it or we'll give you $100. Get the lowdown at uccu.com or call 801-223-7640 to get the lowest rates and fees on your mortgage guaranteed. That's 801-223-7640. UCCU, inspiring smart mortgage decisions. Some restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender.
Meet KSL at the market, the Wasatch Front Farmers Market. Friday evenings in the Mill Creek area, Saturday mornings at Gardner Village, and Sunday mornings at Wheeler Historic Farm. Don't miss free outdoor movies, delicious pancake breakfast, a weekly social walk, bike, and run, and of course, the best locally grown produce and goods from hundreds of Utah's farmers and merchants. It's the Wasatch Front Farmers Market, sponsored by KSL 5 TV and KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Well, NASA's narrowed it down to 8 astronauts who will be boldly going where no man has gone before, to asteroids, to places unknown, and yes, even Mars. We'll talk about that on the next Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. An added hit of news and traffic from KSL News Radio.
And our top local story this hour, some semi-drivers say they're concerned about the safety of that interchange on I-15 and State Road 6 in Spanish Fork. Drivers tell KSL that the newly made off-ramp has a turn that is hard for them to navigate. UDOT is promising to look at the interchange.
Other local stories we're following. Higher levels of ozone gas are making a return to the Wasatch Front. The State Division of Air Quality is asking drivers to limit travel to Salt Lake, Davis, Weber, Box Elder, and Tooele counties.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
And we're still looking good on the freeways. No accidents to report. I-15 heading north or south. Traffic filling in Draper and Sandy, and it's beginning to increase in Davis County as well, but so far nothing you need to avoid. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hang on, going to be an extra hot one today. Sunny skies and the south wind really start to cook things up. Upper 90s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
63 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour. The head of the NSA goes before the House Intelligence Committee today. General Keith Alexander will offer new insight on the government's classified phone and internet surveillance programs.
KSL Politics, in-depth news and analysis from the political world.
The Democratic group OFA, Organizing for America, is launching television ads to promote Obamacare.
Better coverage and lower costs. That's what Obamacare means for them. Get all the facts at barackobama.com/healthcare.
This comes as recent scandals have heavily damaged the usually popular president. Here's House Majority Leader Eric Cantor.
Half the American people now don't think that the president is trustworthy and honest. And what they're witnessing is a Washington and a government that has abused its power and frankly has lost focus on the issue that most Americans care about, which is getting people back to work.
Says the House Majority Leader. You notice members of Congress never say, I lost focus or we lost focus. They say Washington government, D.C. Beltway, as if they're as amazed as we are at what happens there. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
The Gang of Eight is having some internal discord. The Washington group is tasked with moving ahead on immigration reform.
But Marco Rubio has not appeared publicly with the other 7 gang members in months. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is ABC News political analyst Trey Hardin. And Trey, what do you think's going on with Senator Rubio?
Well, I think he finds himself in a difficult position. He certainly is someone that is looking towards his political future and a potential run for president in 2016. And because of that, I think he finds himself kind of in a box. On one side, he wants to make sure that he's keeping the kind of far-right Tea Party rank-and-file folks that are very involved in the Republican nominating process for president happy. And on the other side, he wants to show that he is a leader and can be productive in his position at Senate and get something done and distinguish himself, for example, from our current president, Barack Obama, who people had concerns about his experience level coming into office. And I think most people think that that has proven to be an issue for him or a challenge for him while he's been in office. So I think Rubio wants the credibility to build a foundation of credibility from getting something done, but at the same time, he's trying to be sensitive to those on his right flank.
Is he the key?
Well, I think that the Republican politics of this issue, he represents that very much so. And, you know, for example, there's a senator from Texas now, Ted Cruz, who's making a lot of noise on the issue, and I think he's a little bit of a thorn in the side of Marco Rubio now, because I think it's giving Marco Rubio and his staff some angst because Ted Cruz is filling some type of vacuum for the far right on the immigration issue, and it's kind of taking away from what Marco Rubio is trying to do. So I do think he's important. I don't think that he is the game changer for it. I think immigration moves regardless. Because I think both parties recognize it has to, and I certainly think the Republicans are starting to come around and recognize that if they have any desire to win a future national election, that they've got to do something on this issue.
What's the sticking point, this need for more border security?
Well, I think there's a lot of sticking points. I mean, we're talking about a piece of legislation that's apparently about 30 pounds heavy and would take probably days to read through. But, you know, the difficulty is that you've got 535 members of Congress in all, 435 in the House of Representatives and 100 in the Senate, obviously, and everyone's got different interests. But I think what you're seeing out of the Senate and the House is a commitment now to at least move something and get to conference committee, which is when both the House and the Senate meet to kind of iron out the differences on their respective pieces of legislation, at least get to that point so there's kind of fewer cooks in the kitchen and they can iron out differences there and make sure that the perfect's not being put in front of the good.
Trey, thank you so much. ABC News political analyst Trey Hardin with us on the KSL Newsline.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time 6:49, traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Andy.
Well, if you're on I-15, we're definitely seeing heavy traffic now settling in between mostly 90th and 7200 South, but it also includes the on-ramp areas of 106th and 114th. So getting pretty busy as you head north through the Salt Lake Valley. 215's west belt in good shape, and it's a little busy on the 21st South Freeway right at the I-15 interchange. Ricky?
Andy, we still have Salt Lake PD working to clean up an earlier crash downtown at 6 South and 200 West. But for those traveling to the east on I-215, I-80, State Street, 7th East, or Foothill Drive, you've got a good commute. Southbounders in Davis County, some busy traffic at times, but it's going to be scattered between Layton Hills Mall to the north interchange, and it's running steady the entire commute. Family fun is close to home at Snowbird, only 6 miles from the Salt Lake Valley. Go to snowbird.com to book your overnight stay for as little as $60 per person. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now at the KSL 7-day forecast.
Guys, a front is approaching from the northwest today, and that's going to create a very hot, very dry, very breezy day for us today. Red flag warnings in effect, meaning fire concerns, upper 90s, hot, dry, breezy for the high today. Tomorrow, not nearly as hot thanks to that front, only in the middle 80s. And on Thursday, mostly sunny skies, not getting out of the 70s. So very pleasant weather ahead for Thursday. Friday, mostly sunny and 84. 84 on Saturday and mostly sunny skies. And sunny, dry, hotter by Sunday. Back up to about 90. Same thing Monday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, downtown, 63 degrees.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial health and future. Better is one with experience and knowledge of their industry and has your financial future in mind. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your financial health, especially in light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs who belong to the Utah Association of CPAs receive constant and continuing required education to ensure your financial health and well-being. CPAs are the most qualified to advise you on your taxes and are also experts in business and personal finance issues, tax planning, general accounting, overseeing processes and procedures, as well as risk management for all your personal and business needs. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most for your financial well-being. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
This morning, if you're just tuning in, there is a new report that says that the system that trains new teachers is badly broken, not only in Utah, but everywhere in the country. That story coming up with Grant and Amanda.
The news is sponsored by Fink & McGregor. Mortgages made simple. For a free mortgage quote, call Fink & McGregor 264-9494.
We watch Utah's money at 25 and 55 past the hour. We're talking about the Swiss right now. Switzerland not talking to the United States, at least not about bank clients who may be American tax cheats. The Swiss has been in a legal standoff with the U.S. over tax evaders.
The European Union and the United States are talking free trade. The goal is to boost economies and drive growth around the world. The White House says transatlantic already exceeds $1 trillion annually.
Students in Texas are getting $100,000 to invest in stocks. Ooh, I'd like to do that. A private high school in Dallas is giving donated funds to the school's business club to teach students real-life investment lessons.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
Checking your money at this moment, we are in the green. Dow futures up 31, S&P's up 2.7, and the NASDAQ is up 9.
It's going to be hot today. We'll tell you how hot coming up.
From dinosaur bones to boating and biking to petroglyphs and mountainous peaks, Dinosaur Land Vernal, Utah is the place you'll want to stay forever. The dinosaurs did. Dinosaur Land Vernal, Utah is the one place it's truly okay to dig up the past. Experience what it's like to be a paleontologist at Dinosaur National Monument as you view the massive wall of bones, 149 million years in the making, and get close enough to touch over 1,500 dinosaur bones in their final resting place. Looking for adventure? Raft the Green River or visit the Utah Fieldhouse Dinosaur Museum and Gardens with life-size dinosaurs like T-Rex, Allosaurus, and Stegosaurus. Dinosaurs aren't all Vernal has to offer. Vernal's biking trails rival any in the state with the wide-open space of the Ashley National Forest or one of three state parks for camping, fishing, paddleboarding, canoeing, boating, hiking, or exploring northeastern Utah. Whether your passion is science, history, adventure, or scenery, Dinosaur Land Vernal, Utah is where fun never goes extinct. To plan your adventure and prehistoric vacation packages, visit dinoland.com.
Healing for life.
KSL News Time 6:59. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Andy.
Well, if you're on I-15, you've got heavy traffic coming over Point of the Mountain, but still moving pretty well overall. A little bit thick between 90th and 7200 South. West Belt starting to fill in between 35th and 21st South, but you're still moving at the speed limit there too. Ricky?
Andy, we've had good speeds all morning coming southbound on I-15 in Davis County, and that's going to be from the base all the way past the north interchange into 6.
6 North downtown. Bank of American Fork, your online banking specialist. Visit their new site, bankaf.com, today. It's banking when and where you need it. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny, windy, and hot today. Our high will be 97. Overnight low tonight, 63. Then we cool down to 85 tomorrow, 79 on Thursday. 7-day forecast coming up with Grant Wayman at 19 minutes past. Right now, we've got sunshine, 63 degrees downtown.
Want to be interesting to hear what the general in charge of the NSA says when he testifies in front of the House Intelligence Committee today. More on that coming up on Utah's Morning News.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL